It's a little, it's one reading I use a lot. I read it a lot on retreats. Get a lot of, someone asked, what book am I reading from? It's just a bunch of things I've written down. So you won't get a chapters. Unless you brought all the books in. So this is from Jean Klein. We must therefore begin with the analysis of desire. What do I want? Can my desire be gratified by the possession of objects? And of course, objects isn't just paintings or things. You know, objects are also thoughts and emotions, etc. Can my desire be gratified by the possession of objects? Objects, are they what I seek? Do they contain what I seek? Let us observe what happens when a desire is satisfied. We see that the gratification of a desire is nothing but its death, and that therefore, when we are in search of bliss, we really are pursuing nothing but the death of desire. This proves that our ultimate desire is non-desire. But non-desire appears to our normal consciousness as being blankness. And yet it is in this blankness that we must try to probe with open eyes so as to discover its true nature. In fact, this nothingness is experienced by everybody in infinitesimal gaps which occur between thoughts, each time one desire dies, giving place to the next. If from time to time we experience moments of stillness and deep attention turned towards these gaps of nothingness, little by little the emptiness will reveal itself as being full, and finally as supreme plenitude. One should adopt this attitude as often and as clearly as possible, thereby allowing it to be more penetrating and effective. With this in view, one should be available, ceaselessly questioning oneself, calmly observing one's own behavior without passion. A new outlook may then progressively prevail on us, and we may come to understand that we are not the ego. We may then, with a complete and new awareness, taste the unexpected flavor of these moments of non-desire, which will be revealed as being plenitude, silence, and peace. This flavor, which is only fleeting at first, will become more constant and vigorous until that time when it will appear as a reality which carries us, enfolds us, and is our very substance. We have mentioned watchfulness and availability. He uses these two words, watchfulness and availability. So if I'm busy trying to get something, I'm not available. Watchfulness, availability. It must be understood that these must be perfect in their quality, the quality and the purity of attention which result are the essential conditions of success. The exercise of this pure attention implies the complete elimination of all elements from the past, thus allowing the authentic purity of the present to be completely grasped. We must forget everything and wait, yet wait for nothing. This entails a state of complete receptivity which ceases and is open to the complete, eternal, and perfect newness of each moment. So that's one way of talking about right mindfulness. it's good to get different language: watchful, available. If I'm programmed from the past trying to get something, then I'm not available. That's a difficulty with the lovely experiences. You hold on to them, and then you're no longer available to the present moment because you're trying to get something out of it. Watchful, available, non-desire. So it's a kind of, it's always a sense of awakening. What do you say, right? Non-desire. So that's what I've been kind of really trying to stress, the sense of awake attention. This is the way it is now. And trusting in that. Shall we sit?